I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There is no better group of ones for flower power than forms of the shrubby potentilla.
Hello and welcome to This Week in the Garden. I'm Peter Seabrook, here to help with some of your gardening quandaries. Listeners to this podcast will have heard me talk about Mr. Fothergill's seeds many a time. One of the most extensive suppliers of seeds in the UK and around the world. A few weeks ago, I was at their latest trials, where I spoke to the man himself, Mr. John Fothergill. I'm often reminded about how small today's world is. I was speaking to somebody this week who recounted me having won a first prize for a jar of jam. And I said, how did you hear about that? And they said, well, my nephew in Australia was listening to your podcast. So you have to be very careful about what you say. And I send my greetings to Jonathan in Australia and hope that we can maintain his interest. Lovely young family. I'll be glad to meet them when they come back to the UK. One bit of news that I do need to spread is that the RHS offer bursaries. They have £100,000 or something like that each year to allocate for worldwide travel and horticultural learning. The actual bursaries vary from 200 to 3,000. And the idea is that it will grow the UK's horticultural skills and knowledge, both at home and abroad. Actually, the thing that caught my eye is that there's also a fellowship programme for one applicant, which allows an expensive paid opportunity to study at an American university or gain experience at Pennsylvania's botanical Longwood Gardens. The next round of applications closes on the 30th of September. And goodness, those Longwood Gardens are fantastic. Unbelievable. If you're anywhere near Philadelphia, whatever you do, you have to visit. And the chance for a young person to work there for a year is exceptional. So I hope somebody listening might be interested enough to get onto the RHS website and make an application for one of those bursaries. There is money available for young people. I mean, the David Colgrave Foundation is another source. All you have to do is make the application, and if you make a good enough case, the money will come your way. I was also interested to hear that the Millbrook Garden Centre, a 2.5 million restaurant complex, has been completed. That's a lovely garden centre. Had a pretty good restaurant before that investment, so I need to pop in there sometime and have a quick look. We have spoken after the HTA plant show about the new rose, Timeless Purple. Boy, I'm growing that. That is a fantastic variety. It repeat flowers so well, and it's fragrant. Very healthy foliage. In cool weather, the colour deepens to really dark purple. And in hot weather, the flowers are a bit smaller and it's more pink. But when you cut them and take them indoors, they'll open darker again. And when the petals fall, they tell me, you just gather them up and they make a very fragrant potpourri. Watch out. There have been a few roses sold on garden centres, but there should be quite a few in the years to come. I'm busy with apples too. The earliest cooking apple needs to be picked. Quite often you'll find fruit falling, and the earliest ones that fall are usually infected with codlin moth. You know, the moth makes the fruit ripen earlier. To check whether your apples are ready to pick, you just need to lift them up through 180 degrees. And if they come away easily, then that's the time to pick them. Store them in a single layer in trays in a cold, dark, damp atmosphere. Now, if you like your dessert apples really brilliantly coloured, and some of them are a bit on the greenish side, if you stand them for a few days on a table outside in full sun, they really will colour up remarkably. I've done that with Ellison's Orange, and it looks almost as red as Spartan after about 10 days in strong sunlight. Problem is that if you do have it in strong sun and high temperature, they don't keep as long. But, you know, it's nothing like a really bright red rosy good apple.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Now, John Fothergill, what a name that is, eh, to conjure with. John, I remember your dad, Jeff, and his partner, David Carey, leaving a well-established seed brand in Cambridgeshire and coming up here to Gaisley to start the seed business. Now, will you remember those very early days?
I certainly have recollections, many of them fond. I would have been 7 or 8 years old when the business started, and I think my early recollections are probably twofold. One, we started in premises, very humble premises, across the road from where we're based now in Kentford. And in those very early days, we were in effect in a converted garage, which I think had once been a stable block. We had one very basic packing seed machine, a lot of old packets, a lot of bags of seed lying around the place, and I can certainly remember those very early days when we were literally hand-to-mouth packing seed. And I think related to that, my second memory, which probably went on for a few years in those early days, was helping Mum and Dad at home, sat at the kitchen table, packing seed by hand, using a little spoon to weigh out and quantify the seed before putting it into a paper packet. So fond memories.
I mean, from my point of view, I certainly remember the business being set up. The seed trade then was pretty conservative. And it must have been really tough to break into what was a tight grip on both the mail order and the retail shop business.
I completely agree. I think my father is certainly, and always has been, a very determined, very steely individual, but I would agree with you. I think the decision that he and Brian took was a very brave one. I think anybody starting their own business should be commended for the work that they do. But I can remember again as a child when Jeff, my father, was still at Unwin's. He had a very good relationship, I seem to recall, with the late Colin Unwin.
Yes.
We used to, as children, swim in their pool, I remember. They had a small swimming pool. They lived not far from where we lived as children. So, yes, I remember my father having a good relationship with Colin Unwin. So, yeah, to have taken that bold step would have been very brave, not least because he would potentially have been upsetting his what was to become his former employer.
Yeah.
And to branch out and set up a business which, against the backdrop of the established players at the time, would have been very new against brands that have been around for decades, if not hundreds of years. So a very brave move indeed.
Well, now the second generation are taking over, and the business really stretches around the world. Can you give us some indication of how far you go now with your packet seed trade?
It does. I think at last count we were exporting to in the realms of about 25 countries around the world. The most significant of those is our subsidiary business in Australia, which started life nigh on 30 years ago as a joint venture. We in recent years bought out our local shareholder, so it's now a wholly owned subsidiary. But that is a very key part of our business. But beyond that, we have distributors in Canada who supply garden centres nationwide. We do business in the Baltics, in Eastern Europe, various parts of other parts of Europe. We do business in Russia, which, as you can imagine, is quite challenging. We do small amounts of business in the Caribbean and parts of Southeast Asia as too. So about 25 countries at last.
And it's
last
not
count.
Limited just to Mr. F, Mr. Fothergill. I mean, you also now have the well-established DT Brown brand and the Woolman's Chrysanthemum Specialist
Indeed
business.
Indeed we do. Indeed we do. No, we look at our business really as having three arms, in effect. We have our retail business, which we often refer to as our core business, and that's supplying garden centres and the multiple national account groups in the UK. And that really was our bread and butter. It's where the business started. I think I recall 1983 as the year when we launched our first mail order catalogue under the Mr. Fothergill's brand.
Yeah.
And as you rightly say, Peter, in more recent years we've acquired competitors. We acquired the DT Brown brand. And again, I have quite fond recollections of DT Brown as a standalone company as it was then up in Poulton the Fylde in Lancashire, going up there as a relative youngster in the early 1990s and being introduced to that acquisition. In latter years we relocated that business to our headquarters here in Kentford. So DT Brown joined Mr. Fothergill's as a mail order brand and has grown in recent years to become a very successful grow your own orientated brand from a mail order point of view. And as you say, Woolman's Chrysanthemum, that was acquired as part of a broader acquisition about 10 years ago, and we're in the process of developing that brand to add to its hardcore of chrysanthemums and dahlias, which it's become famous for in recent years. But we're adding a wider range of bedding plants and perennials to that offer. So retail, mail order, and of course export that you've just mentioned is the third pillar to the business. So
well except there's a fourth pillar.
There is a fourth pillar, and my colleague Tim Jeffries would certainly argue if I didn't mention that. Yes, what we call our promotional business, and that's where we supply largely cover mount packets of seeds to a number of the consumer gardening publications within the UK.
No, I was thinking in terms of tools.
Ah, of course. Well, there is that as well.
I mean, you opened my eyes to Dalek. I'd seen the brand at flower shows, you know, and had never really given it any serious consideration until the change in ownership from a family business to come into your corporate operation.
Absolutely.
And really, once I started to handle the shears, I was very impressed and really quite liked the tools.
Well, I'm pleased you like them, Peter, and I think after having acquired the business about a year ago, almost a year ago to the day, we had actually been reviewing Dalek and considering them in terms of a possible acquisition. We, like you, were struck very early on by the quality of the tools that they produce. The sense of the business being a family business, as it was before we acquired them, obviously we're a family business, so I think a number of the values were shared. And this first year has been tremendously successful. Tim, my colleague, is effectively acting as general manager for that business at the moment. We've developed a far greater UK distribution base for the products, largely in amongst the garden centres that we deal with from a seed point of view. We're gradually introducing some new product ranges, and we're very excited about the future. Consumers love the product. We and our staff, we love the product and excited about what the future might hold.
Well, and now you're celebrating 40th anniversary. You know, you must be very proud of what your father and Brian did, and now, of course, Brian's son David, the two of you. Do the families still get on all right? And what do you see the future?
Absolutely. No. I think we continue to have a very strong bond. Obviously, my father, Jeff, and Dave's father, Brian, are now retired from the business. But, of course, we still have various shareholding interests. In fact, we're meeting next week for a lunch, which will be very nice. The business has changed dramatically, as you might imagine, in 40 years. It's now one that is far larger, as you rightly say, Peter. It's more complicated, but I think increasingly it's one that involves a great deal more analysis at various levels to make sure that what we're offering is right, it's fit for purpose, it's priced correctly, ultimately, and we are providing the very best levels of customer service, whether that's to a customer direct through our mail order channel or ultimately to our garden centre multiple customers in the UK and ultimately their customers. So a very different business, more analytical. I think still a lot more to come. We're looking forward to the next 40 years.
When you mention measuring seeds with spoons, which was, of course, my background too, filling those packets by hand, I mean, you've recently put in remarkable machines that will even fill two packets at a time at a great speed, and some mention should be made too about OptiGrow, shouldn't it, because the
Indeed.
Way seed is being treated.
No, that's very true. In terms of our manufacturing base, we've got a facility with in the region of 20 to 22 machines, all of which have specific purposes, many of which fill the seed into the foil sachet whilst the sachet is formed, and then the foil sachet is then placed into the paper packets. We've got other seed machines that you've mentioned, Peter, that rather than adopt a two-stage process, they actually print a full colour foil, seed is placed into that, the foil is formed, and it's a single stage process. So that in itself is quite a modern development in terms of seed packing capabilities.
I mean, that's an amazing thing. If you'd told me when I started in the seed trade that one machine would actually the film together would print it and put the seeds in and have it, of course, hermetically sealed, so you've got that long seed life. I mean, it's an amazing development.
It is an amazing development, and I think that just is a reflection on how technology has developed over the last 40 years, certainly in the last 10 to 20 years. All of the seed that we pack these days is packed by volumetric weight, but in fact we have some seed machines that pack certainly our more expensive seed, for example F1 hybrid geraniums or petunias, the geraniums in particular, some of the more expensive F1 hybrid cucurbit seeds that we pack. We actually count the seed into the packet.
The
machine counts the seed, particularly where the seed fill is perhaps only 6, 8 or 10 seeds per packet. The seed is very valuable, it's very expensive, so we need to make sure that we're putting the right amount of seed into the packet, otherwise our customers will complain, and we certainly don't want that.
And so machines don't get tired, do they, like human beings counting fives or sixes?
They don't get tired, and they need servicing, but seed machines are actually remarkably resilient. They do tend to go on and on and on, which is an absolute strength. But just to pick up on your point about OptiGrow, yes, the OptiGrow technology, again, is a very exciting one. It's a technology that was developed by some individuals in the seed industry in Sweden. And we, during the 2017-18 season, gained the exclusive rights to market this product in the UK. And Optigrow seeds have essentially been primed. So the pre-germination process has been started in the seed. Then the seed has been taken back to a dormant stage. So when the gardener comes to sow that seed, it is then in a prime position to germinate as soon as it has the right climatic and water conditions. So a remarkable technology, completely natural, no chemical additives used, and the feedback that we've had this year from our customers has been nothing short of very, very good.
I think in the case of parsnip, everybody I speak to who sowed their usual parsnip in our cold, difficult spring had failures, but with Optigrow, it really was a remarkable improvement.
Parsnip is a perfect species group for Optigrow technology, yes. Yeah. So pleased to hear that.
John, we wish you all the very best, for the next 40 years. May your seeds be very well known around the world.
Peter, thank you very much indeed. Yeah. Thank you for the opportunity.
What's on? Well, there's a plant fair at Weston Park, Shifnal in Staffordshire, on Saturday the 9th of September, and then a chili festival at Hogger Hall at Grangeover Sands, and that's on the 8th and 9th. That's a really lovely sight up there, close to the lakes. I'm not too sure about the chili festival. I'm not one for hot peppers. I'm not over-enthusiastic about the sweet ones either. But they are very pretty and nice to grow. I was amused to hear Bob Flowerdew recently suggest that ducks allowed to free range with their bills dibbling among plants to eat anything which moves would be a good way to control slugs and snails. And it reminded me, my granddad, a long, long time ago, he had trouble with slugs in his peas, and someone in the village said, well, why don't you let the ducks in? They'll have them, and the ducks ate the peas. Thanks again to Sutton Seeds of Torquay, and thanks to you for listening. Enjoy your garden. We'll be back next Thursday. Discover more at sungardening.co.uk.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.